The characters in an Elmore Leonard novel try to get away with everything, hustles, heists, even murder. This month, Leonard has a new book, Mr. Paradise, where the bad guys bump off a wealthy lawyer. He's also got a new movie based on his first crime novel, The Big Bounce. Owen Wilson plays a young drifter seduced into stealing from a real estate mogul. The Big Bounce is just one of the many Elmore Leonard stories that Hollywood has adapted since 1957. Martha Woodruff of member station WMRA reports.
The people in Elmore Leonard's books put as much thought into what they'll wear to rob a bank as into what gun they'll use. Leonard says he's not so much interested in the details of their crimes as in the details of their lives.
I think of all of the characters at odd moments. I see the bad guy sneeze. I see him cough. He's got a cold. I don't always see him as the bad guy, because you could be sitting in a bar talking to someone and not know that he's a hitman, let's say. Well, you probably would, but let's say you wouldn't know. They've got to be human before they become criminal.
Which has always posed a challenge to Hollywood, where movies are often driven by what people do rather than who they are. Over the past 40 years, Leonard's been connected with 18 movies. George Pelicanos, crime novelist and writer for HBO's Wired, has seen them all. He thinks Leonard's early westerns truly captured some of the author's unique characters and themes. Pelicanos is particularly fond of Hombre, released in 1967.
Clearly, it was written as a take on Stagecoach, but it's also a 60s book and film in that it deals with a lot of issues of race and class and the nature of cowardice and heroism. It's got a great cast: Paul Newman, Frederick March, Barbara Rush, and most notably Richard Boone as Grimes.
Richard Boone is a Stagecoach robber. Halfway through the movie, he abducts passenger Barbara Rush.
I figured you'd ride along with us, Wayne.
I'd better not.
You'll be all right.
I'll be all right here.
You're coming. One way or the other, you're coming.
As the public taste changed in the 1960s, Elmore Leonard switched from writing westerns to writing mostly crime stories. George Pelicanos says Hollywood kept right on churning out Elmore Leonard movies.
Things started to fall apart when they started adapting the crime novels, starting with The Big Bounce in 69.
That started a long slide to the worst of the worst, the 1985 Burt Reynolds vehicle, Stick. Contrast Richard Boone's rich but spare portrayal of villainy with Castula Guerra's Nestor, a gangland kingpin who's one of the movie's many bad guys.
I think your FBI friend will be shocked to learn that you have lost your memory. Completely.
By the early 1990s, Leonard was losing confidence that Hollywood would ever get his crime stories. Screenwriter Scott Frank had lunch with the author shortly after getting the assignment to adapt one of Leonard's novels.
For 2 hours, I heard about all the films that had been made from his books and how horribly they came out. And then at the end of the lunch, he sort of patted me on the shoulder and said, "Well, have fun."
Scott Frank's script of Get Shorty successfully translated the book's con men, hustlers, and drug dealers for the screen. Frank developed an informal list of the traits Leonard likes in his characters.
One, his characters are hysterically funny, but they don't know that. The other thing is there are no ever passive-aggressive characters in his books. Everyone in his books are incredibly direct, and that's why the women are so great. They are very direct and very upfront. Part of that is what makes them, I think, so sexy, when you have this woman talking like, you know, Steve McQueen. The other thing I realized is that the characters all want to reinvent themselves into something else.
Elmore Leonard thinks the screenwriter, as well as the director and actors, got his story just right.
There's a scene where Chili Palmer is trying to explain to Danny DeVito, Travolta talking to Danny DeVito, he's trying to get him to say, "Look at me," in a certain way. "Look at me" became the line in that particular movie. And I love that scene.
Oh, no, you're squinting like you need glasses. Well, what do you... Look at me.
What?
What I'm thinking is, you're mine. I f***ing own you. But what I'm not doing is feeling one way or another about it. You see, you're not a person to me. You're an entry in my book. That's all. You're just a guy who owes me money.
So there at last was an Elmore Leonard crime story on the screen, completely driven by its pack of self-important, slightly sleazy, oddly endearing characters. Scott Frank went on to adapt Out of Sight. Quentin Tarantino did Jackie Brown. But Leonard says he's still wary when Hollywood gets its mitts on one of his stories. After all, The Big Bounce, the movie that's out now, was adapted once before.
I used to say it's the second worst movie ever made, assuming there was a movie that was worse.
And his thoughts on the new version of The Big Bounce?
I've seen it, yeah, and I'm not sure it's really The Big Bounce. It seems pleasant enough. I think the acting is good, but it's just not really my work.
Elmore Leonard will likely have two more adaptations to critique in the foreseeable future. Be Cool, a sequel to Get Shorty, is currently filming. And actor-director Don Cheadle hopes to start shooting Leonard's novel Tishomingo Blues later this year. For NPR News, I'm Martha Woodruff.